today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you all very much for joining us on today's edition of the program. Today's special brought to you from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the calendar tells us that today is Tuesday, the 22nd of Ramadan, 1440 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Khordad, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of May, 2019 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Please remember all of your Muslim brothers and sisters in your du'as in the days and the nights of the month of Ramadan, especially these ones, the night of Qadr.
يا كاشف البلايا يا منتهى الرجاء.
Dear believers, in honor of these nights, we are going to focus more on the recitation of chapter Al-Qadr and also some explanation regarding it. Please be with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree. And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months.
Tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr.
The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
Why was the Quran descended on the night of honor? Since on the night of honor, the destiny of 1 year of ours is determined based on our own worthiness, we should keep a vigil the whole night and repent for our sins, practice self-purification, and refer to Allah to gain more and better worthiness for His mercy. We should be aware of the moments that our fate forms and not spend the time in negligence and sleeping. Otherwise, our destiny will be regretful. As the Quran is a book of destiny and leads to the path of happiness and guidance, for man, it should be set down on the night of honor, the night of determining fates. What a nice connection there is between the Quran and the night of honor, and how meaningful their relation is with one another.
Ibn Abbas is quoted saying, "The Holy Quran was revealed as a whole from the safeguarded scroll from the heavens to the lower earth, on Laylatul Qadr. Then Gabriel, peace be upon him, used to reveal it unto Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, gradually. It is well known that the Holy Quran was revealed to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, in installments during a period of 23 years. The first chapter revealed to him at the Cave of Hira, and the last verse of the glorious Book of Allah revealed on his last pilgrimage to Mecca. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, is quoted in Allama Hassan al-Amini's work, Miftah al-Jannat, saying, Allah has favoured Friday over all other days, the month of Ramadan over all other months, and the night of destiny over all other nights. But why is the night of destiny favoured by Allah? What is the significance of Laylatul Qadr?
Laylatul Qadr is a celebration to commemorate the arrival of the final guidance for humans. It is a tribute to the commencement of the message revealed to mankind by their Creator, a message which shows them the way to achieve happiness in both worlds. Just as the arrival of a child is celebrated on its birth and then every year as a bringer of joy and fulfillment for the family, Laylatul Qadr is celebrated as a bringer of light and guidance for mankind. Unlike the birthday, which is celebrated with a feast for the senses, Laylatul Qadr includes a feast for the spirit, feast for worship and prayers. Some narrations indicate that the fate of every believer for the coming year is decreed on this night. That is why du'as for this night ask for special favors in the decree of the year. Believers are encouraged to stay awake the entire night and pray for blessings and forgiveness. Please remember to include your brothers and sisters in the du'as that you have and you make in the blessed month of Ramadan, and specifically on these holy nights of Qadr. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Among the things we are likely to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can include our material needs together with our religious needs. And this is a good combination, this is a good presentation, in the sense that Layali al-Qadr, or the eves of Qadr, or eves of determination, shows the inner character of everybody. I mean, by means of studying various people's prayers on the eve of Qadr or on the eve of determination, predetermination, we can understand or we can judge the type of, job anybody may have, and the means of prosperity, and making more opportunities for oneself or for others. The month of Ramadan is especially sacred in this regard.
Ya Laylat al-Qadri, ya Fadla barina, khayrun min ad-dahri, bil-afu tatina.
Ya Laylat al-Qadri, ya Fadla barina, khayrun min ad-dahri, bil-afu tatina.
Allah is inviting all the believers for a divine feast, the invitation which has been brought by the messengers. Allah is the host, His most favorite angels are the servants, and the believers are the guests. The table is spread with divine blessings containing all sorts of rewards and favors. Though the eyes cannot see them, nor the ears hear them, nor the human hearts imagine them, yet the bounties are all kept in readiness to be awarded to the guests in accordance to his or her actions. Laylatul Qadr is a blessed night because Allah brings down during it goodness, bliss, and forgiveness for His servants. It is a feast which has come with a message that shows one the way to achieve happiness in both the worlds. Laylatul Qadr is a feast for the spirit, a feast of worship and prayers. Please remember to include all of your brothers and sisters in your du'as in these blessed days and months.
Allah.
meditation and pondering in the nights of Qadr. After recital of invocations and supplications, one should allocate some time for self-meditation and pondering, of course. This should be done at a time when he is free from whatever disturbs his thoughts, like domination of sleep, overeating, and pains of hunger.
Ya laylatal qadr ya fawla barina khayrun min ad-dahr bil afwi tatina.
Laylatul Qadr is a special night, and it's a wonderful opportunity in many dimensions. And there is a special connection between Laylatul Qadr and the Ahlul Bayt. From our sixth Imam, alayhi salam. And so in this case right here, we see that the Imam is informing us about the inner dimension of Surah Al-Qadr. He says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr al-laylatu Fatima." He says, in that verse of the Quran, layla, which means night, is Fatima. Wal qadru Allah, and qadr is Allah. Faman arafa Fatima haqqa ma'rifatiha, one who knows Fatima the way that she ought to be known, فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ, that one will have understood and appreciated and realized Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. وَإِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَة, indeed, the reason for which Fatima was called Fatima, لِأَنَّ الْخَلْقَ فُطِمُوا عَن مَعْرِفَتِهَا, and Fatima was called Fatima because the creation is, the rest of creation is not able to understand who she is because they're not able to comprehend her perfection.
This brings us to the end of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We hope that, inshallah, you are able to perform your recommended duties and your wajib duties in these blessed days and nights of the holy month of Ramadan, and that you remember to include your brothers and sisters in your prayers. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا ربي شكرا.